flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or biosuperfood@hotmail.com. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Here at the American Food Network, and we're going to be discussing contrails this morning and what they are doing as far as our atmosphere is concerned. Are they really putting up some sort of shield above us? Is there geoengineering of the atmosphere? Is the level of aluminum and other products increasing in the soil, in the barks of our trees, the roots of our various plants that are growing? Is the level of aluminum in the skin of whales increasing due to some sort of geoengineering of atmosphere? Well, certainly the person who knows more about that than anyone I know is Rosalind Peterson, and Rosalind's with us this morning. Good morning, Rosalind.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. It's an honor and a privilege to be here with you today.
Well, we always love having you on. Why don't you sort of introduce yourself again to the audience? They may have heard you a year or two ago, but, you know, sometimes people forget who you are, your background, working certainly within the Agriculture Department, and then really what we really can verify is going on today. You pick up the story.
Well, my name is Rosalind Peterson. I live in Northern California, and my background from growing up on a working farm all the way to working for the County Department of Agriculture in Mendocino County and also the State Department of Agriculture in several counties, including as a crop loss adjuster, is a good part of my background. And this has led me over a great period of time in beginning to look at the skies, beginning to look at weather modification programs, beginning to look at a wide variety of atmospheric experiments that are ongoing in our skies today, which will have a tremendous impact and are having a tremendous impact on agriculture crop production, tree health, the amount of direct sunlight reaching the earth, and the consequences for food production and human health from interfering with the amount of direct sunlight reaching the earth due to increasing cloud cover. Now, one of the things I'd like to say is that the information on my website, agriculturedefensecoalition.org or californiaskywatch.com, are the result of 10 years of research, thousands of documents and photographs, information, and you can find an alphabetical listing of those items that we're going to talk about here today and others' information by going to the categories section, which will give you the alphabetical listing.
And they are wonderful, wonderful websites, just loaded with information and links that you need to have if you're going to discuss this intelligently. Well, what is geoengineering, and is it taking place today?
Well, geoengineering is a term that was coined almost 30 years ago. It came out of some studies in Lawrence Livermore Laboratory in California, and it was discussed as a way to artificially put up chemicals and particles in the atmosphere and to conduct experiments using those particles and chemicals. One thought was that back then was that they could put particles and chemicals into the atmosphere in order to supposedly reduce global warming. And there were other experiments at that time considered using various types of chemical releases into the atmosphere, which were conducted using rockets as a release mechanism by the U.S. Air Force, NASA, and the U.S. Navy. So these have been ongoing. The releases have been aluminum, barium, strontium, calcium, sulfur hexafluoride, and other types of chemical releases in order to create an artificial ionosphere, in order to conduct ionospheric testing. And so we're seeing the results of those testing because a lot of these chemicals, once they're released into the atmosphere, like the aluminum oxide release over the eastern seaboard all the way from the Gulf of Mexico to Maine in 2009 by the U.S. Navy, when those particles come back to Earth, we are seeing the results in increasing air, water, and soil pollution.
Now, how did the Navy release those particles over the eastern part of the United States? What technique did they use? Was it rockets or what?
They used a NASA Brandt rocket, and there was a chemical release of aluminum particulates via rocket. In other words, they used a rocket to introduce this. So they shot up this rocket, and the rocket could be seen by lots of people. The video is on my website, on the U.S. Navy section of my website, and it's a military, in other words, film. But it shows the actual release of the aluminum particulates as the rocket flew over the eastern seaboard of the United States, and many people saw it as well.
All right, fine. So basically, we have this one instance where they certainly admit to creating this dome, as it were. How long would this last? Would this be a matter of days, weeks, months, that they're able to maintain this dome with the idea of reflecting the sun and back from the Earth to prevent global warming?
Well, it's interesting. David Keith from Calgary University explained it quite well in a 2010 presentation that he gave, in which he was discussing the use of airplanes to put up an aluminum oxide gas into the atmosphere using the medium of water vapor. And so we sometimes see these persistent jet contrails leaving these huge white plumes. Within the plume is jet fuel emissions and also water vapor. So the experimentation that these geoengineering so-called climate scientists are talking about in order to put up these reflecting particles around the world on an ongoing
basis. Hold that thought, Rosalind. Hold the thought.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
To some, a truck is just a vehicle. Nothing more. Steel, chrome, hydraulics, and combustion. But when you look at these things and find inspiration, when you put them together with passion and integrity, then engineering comes to life. Cold sheet metal develops a soul, and pride, sweat, and commitment turn a truck into something more. A Ram truck. Ram heavy duty. Ram 1500. The outdoorsman. And our most luxurious truck ever, the Laramie Longhorn. They're not just trucks, they're Ram trucks. Guts, glory, Ram.
Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Just talking about this idea of putting the particulate matter into the ionosphere. And now, is that actually as part of the jet fuel emissions, or how is this going to be put out, Rosalind?
Well, it's not going to be put out as part of the jet fuel emissions. The water vapor is a product of the combustion of jet engines.
Right.
In other words, the process itself of running a jet engine and compressing air then causes this water vapor to form. So water vapor, when jets fly, this is a normal byproduct. But what's going to happen, according to David Keith, and they're conducting the experiments today, is they're going to be using water vapor as the medium to disperse aluminum oxide gas. And when you mix aluminum oxide gas with water vapor, what it does is it forms aluminum oxide particulates. And these particulates are going to be released around the world by the ton. Actually by the megaton. We're not talking by the ton. We're talking about megatons each year. And the reason that we have to continue the program forever is it only masks, supposedly, global warming. It isn't going to help the situation. And these particles return back to Earth. They float down and they pollute our air, our water, our soil. They produce acid rains and other types of health and other types of soil problems because they change the pH. But in the process of this, using water vapor as the medium and putting in aluminum oxide gas, they can create these particles. And in creating these particles, what they're trying to do, they say, is that they're going to put these reflective particles in the air to reduce the amount of direct sunlight reaching the Earth. Well, this water vapor, one, is a greenhouse gas that has the potential to heat the Earth. It's one of the most potent greenhouse gases there are, according to Edward Teller from Lawrence Livermore Lab. And that when you have water vapor and you add it, you create a warming effect and you produce man-made clouds. You have a lot of effects on the environment and you also change the climate. And then by putting up these particulates and making the clouds more reflective with these particulates, we take away direct sunlight. Well, when you take away direct sunlight, you have a lack of photosynthesis, which is needed for all plants and trees and crops. In other words, crop production, so that you have abundant food production. The second thing is a lack of direct sunlight reaching the Earth has human health implications. a lack of vitamin D, the associated health effects are tremendous. I was even surprised at the number of health effects that I listed on my website from a lack of vitamin D, which we are now suffering from. And according to the CDC and University of California, Berkeley, because of the increasing cloud cover from the man-made clouds produced by jets and by the haze reflecting direct sunlight away from the earth, we have a lack of vitamin D and an epidemic of rickets in the United States. So we're having huge effects already, and more are planned for our future with more of these programs being implemented in the atmosphere above us.
But aren't they concerned about the health effects of this, or do they think that this is a trade-off? We're going to be able to prevent the global warming, this would just be unfortunate consequences. Or do they express any concern about how altering the atmosphere and decreasing the sunlight and access to vitamin D production will impact on human health, plant health, etc.?
They don't seem to be particularly concerned. They talk about, well, we shouldn't do it, it's risky and all these things, but then on the other side of the coin, they say, well, we must do the research, we must. But they also tell you that the effect of having these particles and chemicals into the atmosphere, it only masks global warming. It doesn't fix it. It creates so many problems. That is it worth it? But they don't ask that question. They want to conduct the experiments. And this is what concerns me, is people don't understand the implications for tree health. They don't understand the implications for crop production. And they certainly don't understand that solar power panel production will be reduced if we prevent direct sunlight from reaching the earth.
Well, now, do they admit that they're doing this, or are they just talking about how they should do it?
Well, the Bipartisan Policy Center had a recent report, October 4th last year, which admitted that they were conducting geoengineering experiments. We do know today that they're conducting ocean iron experiments, the man-made clouds experiments are up, others are proposed. So they're beginning to admit that the experiments are already ongoing, but the public is being kept in the dark for the most part because the press is not covering the story, even though it's available to them.
Now, where would these reports be? That I've been asked recently to debate a very important talk show host here on the West Coast, who thinks that anybody who believes that there are geoengineering and chemtrails and this sort of thing going on is obviously crazy. Are these reports on your website, and how would we get to them? How would our average listener find them?
Well, there's two ways. First of all, I've compiled a huge list of geoengineering schemes and current events, U.S. House hearings on this subject. There were three of them. And I put all the information updated on my website where anyone can go to find them, and that's agriculturedefensecoalition.org. They can also go to the NASA website. They can go to they can go to Stanford University. There's some research there. They can visit various Air Force websites. There's a lot of places where they are not talking about these geoengineering experiments. The U.S. Navy on their Jet Propulsion Laboratory website talks about these experiments, atmospheric experiments. It's not a secret anymore. It's just not talked about by the press.
And as a result, there are many, many good people who really honestly believe that this is just a conspiracy theory. But it's not a conspiracy theory. It is a program. Now, you would think that they would be frightened to the death at the thought of actually poisoning our atmosphere and poisoning our soil and poisoning the water. What about the whales? You mentioned one study that showed a dramatic increase in the aluminum in the skin of the whales. And what will large doses of aluminum do to our aquatic neighbors?
Well, one of the things that happened was that an environmental group spent 5 years in the ocean researching whales, and they were taking samples of the blubber to find out what the exposure level was to from whales in every ocean area of the world as far as toxic chemical pollutants. And what surprised them enough to redo a few of their tests was that the amount of aluminum that they found, with the exception of one whale who had no aluminum, all of the whales had excessive amounts of aluminum, so much that when they did their graphing of all the other contaminants in the whales, they had to take out aluminum because it dwarfed by such a great percentage all other contaminants found in whales in the world's oceans. So aluminum, the exposure to aluminum is absolutely tremendous. And that I think that what they did with their report, it so shocked them because they weren't expecting to find such high levels of aluminum. But from our atmospheric testing going on in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, with the space shuttle programs, with the trimethyl aluminum rocket releases by the U.S. Air Force and NASA, we clearly knew that aluminum was being released atmospherically for many, many years. It was not a surprise, although the amount worldwide was a surprise to me a bit. But the high levels of aluminum was not a surprise. But it was
for them. Is this getting into our fish, into our salmon, into our tuna, into our... Has anybody checked the other aquatic animals?
I don't think so, because I think there was... when they check for fish, they usually check for mercury.
Sure.
And other types of contaminants, but I'm not sure that aluminum has been one of the tests, because no one ever assumed that aluminum would be off the Richter scale if they did that type of testing. So when they talk about contaminants in fish and other aquatic organisms, I think that a lot of tests didn't even test for aluminum for years and may not be now.
But the soil has been checked for aluminum, hasn't it? And the bark of trees and the roots of plants. And what have they found when they've checked that?
Well, they're starting now, and they've since 1995, to find increasing levels of titanium, aluminum, barium in tree bark and tree ring samples, and in tree roots. They're beginning to find it in plants. They're beginning to find it in unusual spiking in water supplies here in California. They're beginning to find unusually high levels in snow readings in many counties within California. So it's beginning to be a problem in that this increasing levels of aluminum are beginning to show up. And this is of great concern, but there's also other contaminants that are showing up as well at the same time. So we think that the combination of these atmospheric testing and experiments are beginning to add to the pollution load that we're finding not only here in California, but across the United States and in other countries.
And, of course, what impact will that have down the line on food production?
Well, it changes when you start to add aluminum, for example, it changes the pH of the soil. And when you change the pH of the soil, you're going to have some plants that won't grow well or healthy like trees. You're going to have other problems. Let me go into tree roots for a second. There's very small roots on trees as the roots get smaller and smaller. And what they're finding is that when aluminum is absorbed by the tree roots, it prevents the uptake of nutrients and water. So the trees begin to look like they're dying from lack of water, but they're actually strangling to death because they don't have enough nutrients and water being supplied to the tree itself to be able to survive over a long period of time. And the more aluminum that you have that's available to tree roots in the soil, the more you're going to see tree decline because of this type of contamination.
Actually, there is actually a decline, or certainly a lot of the forests in Northern California aren't doing so well. Is that true?
That is true. Here in Mendocino County, the Doug fir are not doing well. The redwoods now are beginning to show signs of a kind of a greenish-white fungus on the bark. So instead of having the very beautiful bark of the redwood tree, this beautiful redwood color...
Hold that thought, Roslyn. Hold the thought. We'll be back here. And if you have a question for Roslyn, don't hesitate. 877-254-7524.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
To some, a truck is just a vehicle. Nothing more. Steel, chrome, hydraulics, and combustion. But when you look at these things and find inspiration, when you put them together with passion and integrity, then engineering comes to life. Cold sheet metal develops a soul. And pride, sweat, and commitment turn a truck into something more. A Ram truck. Ram heavy duty. Ram 1500. The outdoorsman. And our most luxurious truck ever. The Laramie Longhorn. They're not just trucks. They're Ram trucks. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this story is pretty unbelievable, and if it went to me, as firmly convinced that Roslyn's material is accurate and well-researched, why, it couldn't be, but we're talking about contaminating the oceans and contaminating the fish. Or you can have, if the whales have this a marked increase in aluminum in the blubber. It's going to be certainly in the fish as well, destroying the soils, beginning to destroy the forests. This will impact on every aspect of the world. And yet, of course, you're not going to hear about it because the media in America is tightly controlled, as is our access to information. We do have a caller, but before we get to them, Rosalind, I want you to put out your website once again so people can get information. And do you know of any good DVDs? Now, we do have the talk that you gave for us, and I'm going to have my technician working on that. That's his next job. But do you know of any other good DVDs or information? I know that Alex Jones did a DVD with you, but he's never, to my knowledge, circulated that, has he?
Oh, yeah, he has. You can.
Well, is it available through his ministry?
Yeah, it's on his website, and also there's a new one. There's a new segment that I just did with Alex Jones as well. So I know that's available on their website. So that's another area. There, the program that I did with you is on my website under the geoengineering section on October 23rd last year, along with my PowerPoint presentation. Thank you very much again. And so my website also has on CaliforniaSkyWatch.com, it has the section, the Alex Jones presentation, and some others that were done in past years, which might be of interest to your audience as well.
All right, let's get the names of the websites out, then we'll take our caller.
Okay, it's agriculturedefensecoalition.org or CaliforniaSkyWatch.com.
All right, CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. And so anyway, now who is calling in?
Hi, this is Catherine from New Mexico. And
hi,
what I'm calling
well,
to ask
you. You must be listening on the internet then.
No. Oh, yes, I am.
Okay.
Anyway, I wanted to know who are the key congressional people to contact who would be decision makers on getting this stopped?
The Environment Committee, chaired by Senator Boxer, would be one of them. The, in other words, she's the chairman of the Committee on the Environment, and she would be a major component to get that stopped. There's also, let's see, Senator Levin, Senator, let me think now.
And where's he, where's Levin from?
He's from Michigan.
Michigan.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
So it would be Senator Levin from Michigan. There are several senators. Senator Feinstein is up for re-election this year, so this is one of the issues that she's going to be confronted with when she comes home to California, is what they're going to do about these geoengineering projects.
Well, are any of them concerned? I mean, are they? We saw in the DVD, which we do carry, what in the world are they spraying? Some people talked to Feinstein, and she's very affable, but she hasn't done anything at all about it, has she?
They know about it, but they have hooked it up into the word chemtrails, and they deal with it as a conspiracy theory. And we are approaching them that the U.S. House of Representatives, the Science and Technology Committee, held three hearings on this, on geoengineering. And so there's testimony available online at the U.S. House Science and Technology Committee itself. And there's also that they're working with the U.K. Parliament on global geoengineering governance. So we have to make sure that we separate out, in other words, belief systems from the reality of what's happening for real. And that when you hold U.S. House hearings in conjunction with the U.K. Parliament on geoengineering and sign an agreement to work together on geoengineering projects and global geoengineering governance rules, then you have committed yourself to take us down a path that we need to have made public. And most people don't even know that those hearings were held, much less know that those hearings have initiated, in other words, a worldwide a group of rulings that will come up shortly on how to have these programs implemented and the governance that would go with them. Well, the U.S. public is unaware of this.
What about the devastating effects on our health? We are breathing the air that has the aluminum in it and the strontium and the barium and the, you know, and certainly this is getting into the water we're drinking. And so what is happening to the aluminum levels in the average individual? Has anybody checked that out, the aluminum levels in the blood and tissues of human beings and animals?
What's happening now is that no testing. Hospitals and doctors are not requiring tests for aluminum or for barium unless the public really demands them. And in a lot of cases, the testing for aluminum is not given back to the patient. This is happening in New York. So we have to really demand that we be tested for these chemicals when we go to our doctors, because it could explain some of the symptoms that we're having. And so far, our doctors have taken a position that they're going to give us pharmaceutical drugs in order to combat our symptoms, but they're not really going after what's causing them. And so the public has to take action and say, look, we're not going to sit back and just take these drugs that mask our symptoms. We want answers to what's really happening and why our health is declining. And a big deal here is lack of vitamin D, because the human skin, when you're outside, absorbs vitamin D. And when you begin to take away the direct sunlight reaching the earth, and you have increasing cloud cover, increasing haze, increasing particulates into the atmosphere or aerosols, what happens is that you have a lack of direct sunlight and that your skin doesn't absorb enough to take care of some a myriad of human health problems. And this is why it's important that we begin to bring up these issues and bring up these programs and begin to talk to our elected officials about them.
And the incidence
of
rickets among our children and low vitamin D is frightening. And a lot of the children who are known as shaken baby syndrome, because these children have multiple fractures, they're really cases of rickets.
That's correct.
Can I ask you one more question?
Is our caller from New Mexico still there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Did you have anything else you wanted to ask?
Yes, I wanted to know, I thank you so much for the work that you're doing on this.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Pizza.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest, Roslyn Peterson. Roslyn, are the various congressional hearings that you mentioned, are they posted on your website, or where can people get copies of those?
They can get copies of them from the U.S. House Science and Technology Committee, but I posted them all on the Geoengineering Current Events section of my website.
All right, so
AgricultureDefenseCoalition.org.
All right, so I know a lady from
New Mexico
was calling us via telephone number 877-254-7524. But the caller from New Mexico, she was just starting to say something when the music came on. Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. What I'm asking, too, is I know we can call one-on-one to these people, but is there an organization that we can contribute to, or we can act united in a front? Because if, you know, just one or two, not one or two, but, I mean, if 10 or 20 people call in to Boxer or Feinstein, that's not quite the same thing as a group of people who are organized, who can have a plan of action to create action to have this stopped.
Yes, there's Long Island Skywatch in New York, and they have a website, Long Island Skywatch in New York, that is taking action. The Bonfire Coalition has been taking action on this as well, and that's in New York. And there are several small groups in California and other areas that are all taking independent action. There's no coordinated action at this time, just because there's not enough people that know about this or that believe that it's anything other than a conspiracy theory. So this has been hard to overcome. But if you contact me, there are some people in your area that are working on this, and I'll be happy to put you in contact with them.
Thank you for dedicating so much of your life to this. And Dr. Stan Montiel, thank you for doing this program and the many, all the programs you do. Every day it's excellent. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so very much. And it's good to know that people are listening to the internet on this. We had a gentleman calling from I think it was Missouri yesterday.
Dr. Stan?
Yes, go ahead.
I wanted to note that the people can go to the Ocean Alliance website, and they can get the executive summary for the Voyage of the Odyssey. It's a ship that went around the world, circumnavigating the globe for 5 years, and they can get the graph and the results of the aluminum and other contaminants in the whales that they tested around the entire world, and that's the Ocean Alliance.
All right, fine. Now, have they checked the seawater? I mean, do we have any idea of the amount of aluminum in the seawater, or is it so minuscule that they can't measure it?
I don't know if they've checked seawater. I know that there has been some kelp that has been found with higher levels of aluminum, but the studies are very small, and so there isn't too much about the amount of aluminum being found in the ocean, other than the whales the high level in the whales, which means there has to be a contamination problem within the food chain itself.
What about the water in our lakes? Is anybody checking that?
There's increasing levels of aluminum found in lake sediments here in Northern California, and we've been finding this for some time. So we do know that some aluminum may be found as a natural contaminant in soil, but the problem is that it's being found in areas where it was never a natural contaminant, and this is what is of concern to many of us.
As it rightly should be. And ladies and gentlemen, really, how could you possibly be doing these experiments and changing the whole chemical composition of our soil and of our lake sediments? And what impact will this have? I mean, aluminum is toxic. It's very toxic. And we have some material. We actually have a DVD put out by our good friend, Dr. Ayoub, going into the toxic effects of aluminum. You need to get that. You need to watch it. You need to understand certainly the toxic effect of aluminum in vaccines, but also its effect on the individual. They know what they're doing. And this DVD by Dr. David Ayoub on aluminum is vitally important, going right along with what Rosalind is talking about. Rosalind, is there growing awareness? I mean, you certainly are on the front lines of trying to get the information out, and we appreciate everything you're doing. Also, certainly we appreciate the fact that that Alex Jones is getting this information out. But are any of the other talk show hosts really pushing this information?
Well, there's about 30 talk show hosts, both in Canada and the United States, that are beginning to talk about this on a more consistent basis now. They're talking about geoengineering. They're talking about the jets and the persistent contrails. They're talking about upper atmospheric experiments. Now, they're beginning to expand, talk more about all these things that are happening. And so I'm pleased to report that my emails, my telephone calls, where people call me, are increasing, which is great, and that people who really want to take action, not just to talk, but to really want to take action all over the United States, are increasing. And I think that this is really important, that the numbers are increasing, as well as people's interest in this topic, and also their understanding that it's real, that it's not just some theory that people are throwing around, a wild theory, but that the programs and that the actions that we're seeing in our skies are real, and they're connected to real types of atmospheric releases and other types of experiments like weather modification.
And I think it's vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, that you get the information. Incidentally, Rosalind's going to be our guest. I believe it's 4 o'clock today, isn't it, Rosalind, on our other program?
I thought it was Friday at 8 p.m.
Maybe it is. I can't keep track. Anyway, Friday at 8, do you want to be listening? Because our evening program was to be there. God bless. Thanks so much.
Beth Messiah's Passover celebration will be celebrated Friday evening, April the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue in North Glen, Colorado. Your Passover entree this year is your choice of delicious lamb or turkey. So make your Passover plans and invite your friends and family. There will be tables of 10 available, so just tell Sharon when you make your reservation. Adult tickets are $32, children 10 to 12, $15, and children 6 to 9, $13. Children under 5 are free. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your Passover reservations now, or mail your check made payable to Beth Messiah Congregation to P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Market attention, Sharon. Remember, the deadline is March the 23rd, so make your reservations early, and we'll see you at Passover 2012.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
DVD by Dr. Hume on aluminum and its toxicity.
Dr. Stan, I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we're actually over the program, so I'm going to have to let you go.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so very much for being with us, and we really appreciate everything you're doing. We'll look forward to talking to you.
Okay, well, thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege to be on your show today. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye. Well, we do actually have a force CD set of my interviews with Roslyn. It's just called Geoengineering. Oh, we have a DVD with Dr. David Ayoub talking about the toxic effects of aluminum, what it does to the human body. These things we know, they're not imaginary. The scientific studies are there. But the fact that you're not hearing about this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. And, of course, as incredible as it may seem, there is a geocidal agenda. You need, of course, to get my talk on planned population reduction. You need to get my treatise. You can find it on the Internet. It's called The Population Control Agenda. I get it off my website, something I wrote a number of years ago. It is outdated. Unfortunately, there just aren't enough hours in the day to do 5 hours of talk radio and all the other things we do, and talking with people from all across America to update the population control agenda, but still one of the best things out there. And hopefully one of these days I will get around to updating it. But they're poisonous with vaccines. They're poisoning the air we breathe, and they're poisoning the water we drink with fluoride and other things that they're adding to it. Of course, they break down products from jet fuel, get into our water and poisonous, and the hydrofluorosilicic acid that they put in to fluoridate the water contains lead and arsenic and polonium-220. As well as the fluoride and other breakdown products from the manufacturer fertilizer, and it has a disastrous effect on the mind because of the lead content, and this is why the lead content in blacks in areas where they fluoridate with hydrofluorosilicic acid, the lead content in blacks is 6 times what it is in the white, and could be definitely correlated with criminal activity, or there's genetic differences between black and white. Blacks think they're being discriminated against in America. They are. They're poisoning them. They know what they're doing. There's intense hatred of blacks on the part of the ruling elite. And where's Jesse Jackson and Louis Farrakhan? When you really need them, they have no interest in getting this information out. You need to get the information on Roger Masters and the Christie's from Dartmouth. He has correlated the criminal activity among blacks in areas where they fluoridate the water with hydrofluorosilicic acid. We have the reports through Radio Liberty, and the fact that nobody ever talks about this simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. They're poisoning our water, they're poisoning our food, they're poisoning our air, and we can talk about the aspartame and MSG and bisphenol and chemicals in our food and estrogen and soy. But that's for another time. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years